Then number six and seven is the most important. From the source, the first thing to come out is the pure awareness. That is your true mind, the silent mind, your awareness nature. Then from there, it triggers the thought process, the mundane mind, the thinking. Why? Because we have the senses, we have the memory, we have the mundane consciousness trapped inside. That's how the mundane thinking, mundane mind arrives. So when mind arrives, like the Buddha say, mind is a foreigner of all things, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form arrives. That's how we lost ourselves through creation. So to reverse, we have to meditate through what? Through the triangle. You look at the triangle. The top part is what? C is what? Your pure consciousness or your pure awareness, that is your nature. The first thing to come out is the pure awareness or consciousness. That one is without thought. That is your true mind, your silent mind. Then from there, how you start? As a baby, you don't know anything. So they teach you the mundane seeing. They say, apple, papa, mama, everything you see, they create conditioning in you. That's how you learn. So you learn through memory. You learn through knowledge. That's why the arrow on the right go down to the senses. The senses are your five physical senses and your brain, which is the sixth sense door. And the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects as a living being and as a thought. Yeah. So this one create the mundane living, the phenomenal world of consciousness, where you use the thought. That's why it create mundane living. You understand? Huh? Without the wisdom, all your living is mundane, through knowledge, through memory. Then the other direction is meditation. Direct seeing, where you silent your mind. You don't use the mundane mind. When you are aware, when you are silent, sati, meditate, you develop the direct seeing. Then you awaken, you insight into phenomenon. That's how wisdom come to be. Then this wisdom is with your nature, where your nature awaken to it. No need to remember. No need memory. It's there all the time. That's why you will know how to apply it and use it. When you awaken to it, you don't need to remember. Then that one, connected to the senses, which is a five aggregate of form and mind, develop the noble living. Noble living means the Pativeda, the third phase of Dhamma, the life of an enlightened being, a noble one, means noble living. So this is how you can create a triangle to explain cultivation. So now you understand, C is the pure consciousness or awareness. This is the first to come out from the source, from our true nature. Then from there, it creates mental thinking. You use it for living, mundane living. That is what the thought is all about. Then on the left-hand side, the meditative one, silent, the silent mind develops the direct seeing and the awakening. This is how you meditate. You cannot use thought. The other direction is thought-based. This direction is awareness-based. Then with the wisdom developed, you can live the noble life of enlightenment.